This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my beloved children. In a previous episode, we spoke about how we're sharing the globe, so we need to preserve the things within the globe. We spoke about food and we spoke about the environment and we spoke about how we shouldn't be wasteful and how we should always think of the others who are going to share the water and whatever else that we are using as well. Today, I want to talk about sharing the globe, yes, but with all other people, so we need to talk to them in a nice way. Remember, we come from one forefather. Who was he? What was his name? Adam. Adam and Eve. Adam and Hawa. May peace be upon them. Our greatest grandfathers, the first of humankind. So if Adam was my great, 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 great grandfather, and yours too, and we all met at Adam, it means we are related. We are part of the same species. We are human beings. We are part of the same family. I need to think about you, and you need to think about me. I pray for you. May Allah bless you, give you strength and goodness and honor and dignity and sustain you and give you success in this world and in every good way. Ameen. And may Allah protect you from harm, from evil, from sickness, from disease, from COVID as well. Ameen. And from all other sicknesses and from sadness and loss and negativity. Just say ameen. If I care for you, I pray for you. But on top of that, if I care for you, I speak to you in a nice way. I remember that you are actually my brother or my sister. No matter what color you are, no matter where you've come from, you could be white, you could be black, you could be yellow, you could be orange, you could be any color. But you know what? You are still my brother and I still care for you. We come from a common forefather and we're related somehow, even though I might not know exactly how we're related because too many generations have passed. But I'm related to all human beings. And you know what? I love them. They are my brothers and my sisters. So for you, everyone around you, no matter what race they are, race or color they are, right? No matter what part of the world they come from, no matter how rich or poor they are, those are your brothers and your sisters. They are related to you somewhere up that ladder. You need to know that. So treat them nicely. Speak to them with respect. Be kind to them. No matter what country they come from, it does not mean that because you come from a rich country, that the people coming from a poor country are inferior, meaning they are lower than you. No, they're not lower than you. We're all the same. We're all the same. The Prophet ﷺ tells us, "Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum." The most honored from amongst you, which means the best from amongst you, are those who have the best relationship with Allah. Do you pray? Do you reach out to other people? Do you fulfill your acts of worship? Are you a kind soul and so on? Are you conscious of Allah? If that's the case, Allah knows you're the best. People won't know. We've got to treat everyone with love, care, respect. Like I said, no matter what color, no matter where they come from, no matter what religion they belong to, whoever they are, we will respect them. We will show kindness to them because that's what we're taught. If we disagree with them on some things, for example, they might do things a little bit different. For example, I eat halal food. I'm a Muslim. Someone else might eat kosher food. They may be Jewish. Another person might not be bothered as to what they are actually eating. Maybe they don't follow any religion. And a fourth person might only eat perhaps vegetables. They might be vegetarian or vegan. Who knows? But does that mean we hate each other? No, we don't. We respect each other. And please, let them do what they have to in terms of eating and drinking. And they should let me do what I have to. So I, as a child, will not compromise. I'm not going to give up my halal food just because some of my friends don't eat halal. No, I'm going to stick to my halal food and my friends can stick to what they stick to. One day, when I know a lot, I can talk to them and I can discuss with them why I'm eating halal. Because halal is pure, halal, all the blood is drained out. Halal, we ask the permission of Allah before we take the life away of some of these animals or the chickens or the lamb or the cow, whatever else it may be. There are other people who don't eat animals at all. It's okay, let them do it that way. I'm a Muslim, I'm allowed to eat. I do eat, but I just make sure it's halal. Do I respect the other people? Yes, I do. Even if I disagree. So what I want to tell you, when you don't agree with someone, it does not mean you don't like them. It does not mean you hate them. It does not mean you should be unkind to them or say bad words to them or about them. You have to be kind. You say good words. You say beautiful words about them to them. And you let them know, wow, you're a Jewish person. You eat kosher. I'm a Muslim. I eat halal. And you know what? The difference between the two is not so big. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. As you grow older, you are going to learn more and more rules about the types of food that the different people of different religions would eat. Sometimes, in some cases, Muslims can actually eat some of what a few others would be eating. But for those rules, inshallah, we'll leave it for some other time. When you grow up a little bit, then you can actually learn all of that. But for now, what I want you to know is we share this globe with people. We must respect everybody. We must speak well about them and to them. And it doesn't mean we hate them because they're different. It doesn't mean that, oh, I dislike these people because they're different. They're different. It's okay. Don't forget who you are. I'm a Muslim. I'm proud to be a Muslim. I'm so happy to have my scarf on my head. I'm so happy to, for example, to be going to the masjid to pray or to pray five times a day. I'm so happy not to do certain things that are haram, and I'm happy about it. If someone else from a different faith or whoever else decides that they are going to do those things, I disagree, but I respect them. We're sharing the same street. We're sharing the same city. We're sharing the same world. Yes. So that's how it works. My beloved children, when you have an opportunity, you need to call people towards goodness. Yes, I know. But inshallah, that will happen when you learn a lot more. May Allah bless you all. And I hope this was beneficial. Tell me more about your neighbors, about the people around you in the comment section. If you're watching this on YouTube, my official account, Mufti Menk Official, I'll probably see the comment and I'll acknowledge it, inshallah. May Allah bless you all. Until we meet again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.